download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Wednesday night, and that means it's time for another installment of Character Flaws. That's right. Chicago's got such great performers, writers, comedians. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, really, people, I mean, it used to be, you know, hey, it's deep dish pizza. Chicago's known for deep dish pizza and sticks. Now it's deep dish pizza, and now it's pan pizza, now it's artisanal Neapolitan pizza and improv sketch comedy. You just heard Jay Chandrasekhar talking about being from Chicago. I didn't even know that. Like, he came here, he did Improv Olympic, and that's what kicked off his career to go back to college and say, hey, we got to do this. So Chicago is a place that exports this kind of stuff. So you know what? Why not showcase it here on WGN Radio? For me, I feel like, you know, they have an outlet. We have the outlet. They're looking for an outlet. It's great for everybody. All right. So we'll bring you sketch comedy characters and, of course, improv. It's going to be a fun ride. So sit back and enjoy. I'll host and participate, of course. Tonight, Susan Messing, Rachel Mason. These are big names in Chicago. Susan Messing, a big founder and has been a part of the Annoyance Theater for years, but also has been on Second City Main Stage, directs, teaches. She's an improv guru. Susan Messing, Rachel Mason, and also some of the folks from the Kiss Kiss Cabaret up in Uptown, which is celebrating their first year, their one-year anniversary at their space, their new space up in Uptown. So we'll hear from everybody. Let's do it. It's Character Flaws, a half an hour of fun and games and theater of your mind here on The Download on WGN. Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. What's Character Flaws? It's Wednesday night. It's hard to put all these comics together, and, you know, I always need help. I always need support, especially in the studio, and that's why it's great to have my interns back. I don't know where they've been for the last 2 weeks. Brittany, come on in.
Which Brittany do you need? I'm Brittany, and she's Brittany.
I'm Brittany.
No, both of you are fine. I love that you always are together. That's fine. I
got Jackson. Over that. Hi, Jackson. We missed you.
It's Justin. Where have you been? I mean, Character Flaws is now its fourth or fifth episode. I haven't seen you guys.
Well, we had a little mishap, Julian, on Valentine's Day, and you can see my hands are wrapped up. I'm a little on medication.
What happened? What happened to Brittany?
We went to Gay Joss for fondue.
Okay, fondue, Gay Joss, sure.
And Brittany wanted to hold the pot because it was really pretty.
I really liked it. I like cheese. And so I held it, and I screamed really loud, and people were kissing, and they stopped kissing, and they were sad, and then mad, and I felt bad.
I, too, resisted the powerful fire of the flame, but I knew that it was going to be Valentine's Day, and it should be romantic.
Northwestern Hospital has a lot of paneling.
I thought for sure you met a husband there.
Maybe I did. I just don't remember it because I'm on medication.
Jebson, you don't know that those fires burn really hot. Every single piece of skin on Brittany's both hands were burned.
Oh, yeah, gosh, but the good news is I can't be fingerprinted anymore.
I guess that is good news.
I don't know if you know that fondue is so hot.
Yeah, it's hot. It's cheese, hot cheese.
The good news is I didn't have the oil. I didn't stick my hands in the oil. I stuck my hands in the cheese.
Chocolate.
Don't they have a waiter at Gay Joss that comes out and says, don't put your hands in the fire? I mean, that's a simple thing. I think by this point in 2016, it's just logical.
No, he put the pot on the stove, like the hot stove, and the stove was hot, but I didn't think the pot was hot.
Brittany?
Yes, Brittany?
I thought the waiter was impeccably attractive, so I understand why you were distracted.
He was very cute, and he had a mustache.
And I know about your thing with mustaches.
I do enjoy them greatly.
You really got to get over the mustaches. I mean, you're talking about, you know, your hands being burned. Stop being distracted so easily, Brittany.
It's
not
like
he came
at the. It's not like he came to the table with a boat.
No,
a mustache and a boat.
I know that would be great, wouldn't it?
Oh my god!
All right, it's wintertime. Don't go to any boats in the wintertime.
Do not go to any fondue places. It's a fondant.
My hands hurt.
Brittany, I guess you should still do your duties. I mean, get the guests some water.
Well, I did drink some pink wine, so I'm feeling better. Thank you for
and
asking.
And I had a mimosa to get ready for my shift, okay, so I am ready to serve, Jackson.
Wasn't talking about you guys. I'm serving the guests who are here.
Would someone like a mimosa?
No.
No, Jeremiah's on the job.
Brittany and Brittany.
Thank you for this opportunity.
We really appreciate it.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
Where did cheese go?
I don't know.
I like the track. Zimmerman even plays along here in Character Flaws. Gets a little music going. Rachel Mason and Susan Messing playing Brittany and Brittany. I have a feeling they'll be back soon. I have a feeling they have a lot to talk about. I've been thinking about maybe giving them an assignment for St. Patrick's Day in Chicago. So maybe we'll have them back and they can put together one of their famed documentaries. More to come here on Character Flaws. Here in the download on 720 WGN. Well, it's time we continue here on Character Flaws on WGN Radio. You know what? I just realized something. Ah, Pete, I hate when this happens. Looks like we may have forgotten one commercial in the last break.
Hey there, do you enjoy 90s fashion? Of course you do. Do you remember when swing bands were hit in 97? Yeah, absolutely you do. Come find my store, Zoot Suits and Everything. We got Zoot Suits that you need. We got them in different colors, different pastels, different tiles, different everything you need. Do you like wallet chains? We got those too. Come on down to Zoot Suits Everything. We're in Dick's Sporting Goods in the back corner. Just ask for me, Phil.
I wish there was a store like that. Rob Grabowski is one of the members of the Kiss Kiss Cabaret Ensemble. The Burlesque Theater up in Uptown is celebrating its one-year anniversary. And Rob helped us out with that bit. Also, another guy that we love, Matt Ulrich, is tonight's news between the news.
Thank you for tuning in. I'm Matt Ulrich, and I am not funny. Today I bring you your local national news and overall general information that you should know, but clearly fail to recognize flaws in yourself and others, so that you may navigate to your day-to-day life, not interrupt, disturb, or irritate those of us that are better than you. Here are today's top stories. Local speech and communication councils are acknowledging that the word just, popularly used in emails, text messages, and coffee pot conversations, is the new like. The trend of using like, such as, I was like, but then she was like, so we like, I don't know, I like, etc., has now been replaced by idiots all over Chicago and surrounding suburbs with the word just. Those idiots have assured us that they just want you to know they just don't feel it's as bad as like, and just feel this is just a more honest way to just express themselves on just a personal level in a just more meaningful manner. Like, I'm just way into just, said one Chicago native. Rolling three deep on sidewalks, a Chicago-based organization dedicated to not moving out of your way in packs of three or more, will be holding their regular daily scheduled meeting today on sidewalks in all parts of the downtown Wicker Park and Southport corridor and several other busy sidewalks around the area. Rolling three deep encourages you to notice that they and their party members will ignore the allotted space you should be granted on the sidewalk. Please keep in mind that they are in direct competition with the double-wide parents, the stroller organization dedicated to keeping their children and strollers up to the age of 9 and variables of 2 or more children. If the two groups are to pass one another, a rare occurrence, please avert your eyes as the initial light flash from the blast will blind you. The Did I Bust My Butt Shoveling, or DIBS, has kindly asked to remind Chicago area citizens that they shoveled out that parking spot and not you. The lawn chair clearly lets you know that that space belongs to the Toyota RAV4. However, DIBS are at an all-time low due to non-seasonal weather from the merciful gods of snow, lake effect snow, and salted roads. Citizens on Escalators United is once again asking the public to stand to the right and walk to the left up the stairs. The increased pamphlets and flyers left at Midway and O'Hare have made no impact, leading them to believe that these are locals offending this rule over and over again. Citizens on Escalators, or CE, has tweeted, "We don't care if you're talking to your friend about how bad Hail Caesar was. You can hold that conversation for another 15 to 30 seconds later." And finally, Moom W, or Move Out of My Way, is hitting the CTA hard during peak traveling hours. They are targeting citizens who won't let people exit the train, as well as citizens who stand near the door while entering the train. One victim shared his encounter as saying, "They really know how to shoot you a dirty look." One of them once said something under their breath. I don't know what he said, but I was still offended. They have no idea the amount of paranoia I have that I may miss my stop. I just, like, want to get off the train. This has been Matt Ulrich for WGN.
Matt Ulrich, Rob Grabowski, Kiss Kiss Cabaret, the 1 year anniversary of the Burlesque Theater in Uptown, 4713 North Broadway. Go check them out. They do great stuff, Rob and Matt. Matt doing the inaugural News Between the News, which I think should be a regular segment here on Character Flaws.